Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Cass.
I was going to introduce you, Cass, because you're a special guest.
Yeah, that's true. You're very special.
You beat me to
it. I make myself at home, I do. Take my shoes off at the door. Sit on the couch with my feet on it. Assume that's fine.
It's nice you still took off your shoes at the door. That was kind of you, you know?
Yeah. Shoes at the door. No shoe zone. Sorry. I'm not formal at the moment.
True.
I'm casual. I'm in my own home. I'm not wearing shoes in my own house.
Where we ask the important questions. And look, it pains me to say, and
I'm
we'll
so
explain
happy.
Why after oh, I good. Finish this fucking sentence.
Yeah.
Like, what are the implications of the 80s calling and wanting their shirt back?
Hey, Dusha, the 80s called. They want their shirt back.
But what could it mean?
So, Cass, you have... There's been a proud tradition over the last...
so consistent.
6 to 8 weeks of Plumbing the Death Star.
It's so
where anytime a guest comes on, we show them our document of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And our document is littered. And, like, our listeners have heard a little versions of this before, but our document is littered by what I like to refer to as landmine questions that we would never do. Jackson just likes to sneak them in there after we've yelled at him for suggesting it.
Mm.
I think 3 out of the last 4 guests have picked those.
Yeah,
and let me tell you.
Because they're the funniest.
Yeah.
I absolutely want to call you out for calling a group chat a document. How dare you? How dare you say to these good people, I'll show you the document. Yeah. No, you didn't.
Document's lofty. It's a collection of comments on a workplace Facebook group.
It's a thread? It's not actually,
I did say it was a group chat, didn't I?
Yeah. You were both wrong. It's a thread. Yeah. So,
and Jackson was wrong when he thought this was a good question. So let's get into it. We've all been wrong today.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
So, Jackson.
Yeah.
Run us through what the fuck was going through your mind when you thought this was
so,
funny.
So, everybody, I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was interesting. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's even, to be honest, that's much better because that usually means that there'll be a second sentence.
No. So, not this time. So, okay, we all know, and hey, maybe this is not something that floats for our younger, like, listeners. Like, maybe this, no one says this anymore because the 80s are so long ago now. But if somebody is wearing clothing that appears as though it could be from an older time period, it's daggy, it's out of fashion, a classic thing to say to them is, hey, dirtbag, the 80s called, and they want their shirt or hat or pants or whatever you're wearing that's out of date back. Now, I thought, what are the circumstances where that happens? I see, because the circumstances seem like they're thus. I see Dusha wearing a Dayglow shirt covered in like lots of triangles and squiggly lines, quite multicolored. And I'm like, oh, Dusha looks like he's got a nice shirt on. And then I pick up my home phone, apparently.
Hey, Jackson, the 90s called and they want their home phone back.
Yeah. Well, we'll deal with the implications of that in time. I pick up the phone. Hi, Jackson speaking. How can I help you? And on the other end,
How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm polite on the phone, dude.
Yeah, you answer your phone like a freak. Cool. Hi, you've called my mobile.
A number I don't recognize. Hi, here's my full name. Do you want my PIN?
Yeah. Hi, let me give you my address real quick. What can I do for you?
Hello, you've called my personal mobile number. How can I help you? Just say hello. Or even hello, Jackson speaking is fine.
What about, is that good? Answer the phone like a caveman?
How did you get this number?
Honestly, if you answered the phone and went, that would make a lot more sense to me than, hello, this is Jackson Bailey speaking. How can I help you today?
What might I do for you? Yeah. Anyway, and on the other end, 1,000 voices from a decade, a billion voices screaming out, untouched by the Xbox 360 and many other technological innovations since, they say, Jackson, we have a request. Your friend Joel Dusha is wearing our shirt. You need to tell him to give it back. And then I hang up the phone. I go, hey, Dusha, the 80s called? And I think they want your shirt back. What are the implications of that conversation? How do we give it to them? Why do they want it back? What does it mean that it's gone?
Do you know what? If I'm hearing this, my first thoughts are like, okay, obviously something's wrong.
Something's very wrong.
Something's wrong. It must mean that first they have a shortage, because if you notice your shit's missing, your stuff's missing, you're like, oh, I'll grab a new one. You
that's
try to find it, but I personally wouldn't resort to time travel to first.
Do you think if we in the modern day year of our Lord 2021, we lost, I don't know, what's a particularly 2021 piece of clothing? Surely Yeezys, okay? All the Yeezys are gone.
Yeezy like season 6 or some shit. Yeah, real 2021 of you.
Okay, well then you hit me up with a better 2021 item of clothing. Come on. That's right, Yeezys season 6. Okay. And we notice a dearth of them. Mm-hmm. And we're like, in the future, I guess they have to disappear mysteriously, don't they? And we have to somehow come to the conclusion that the reason they're not here is because 20 years in the future, everyone's wearing our Yeezys. And then we need to call someone and tell them to send them back. Because I was not imagining that all of them were gone. I was imagining the fact that Joel Dusha's is gone, that he's stolen one from the 80s, is causing irreparable temporal damage. And that it's to save our past, we must steal a shirt in the future, is what I was thinking. Yeah.
I'm guessing that in this situation, if the 80s are calling, so clearly time travel has happened by one Joel Dusha.
Yeah.
And I have gone back in time.
To steal a shirt.
Stolen a shirt, which has caused some kind of damage to the timeline. I've come back, and the damage to the timeline has also meant that the phones now have... Phone lines are doing time calls.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I get that 1960s on the other line. Hang on. Yeah.
Hello there.
Why do they sound... I guess they were upper-class British gentlemen in the 60s.
They existed.
You sure you're not the 1860s? No, I'm just an upper-class British gentleman from 1963. Oh. Well, I guess that makes sense.
I need you to kill the Beatles. I hate them.
Dude, most of them are dead already. It's 2021.
Finish them off.
Cheerio, then.
Dusha, after you give your shirt back, we need to kill whichever Beatle is left. I'm just doing
Paul McCartney and Ringo star. Yeah. Unfortunately, the time has come.
Yeah.
This will help your implications. Ever been a normal just shirt that if... has had any impact on history? Not the first shirt, just a shirt from a shop.
A shirt presumably mass manufactured in some capacity.
There have been shirts with, you know, bad slogans on them that people rightly shat on the wearers for and then shat on the manufacturers for.
Yeah.
Controversial
80s shirt.
Yeah.
Dusha, the 80s called and they want their shirt back. Also, you're a fuck.
Also, did you time travel just to get that controversial shirt? It's also, I keep thinking, the most you thing in the world to time travel back to 1985, get a shirt, come back to the present, say nothing about it. Just not mention it, not bring it up. Until, obviously, I confront you on the matter. Yeah. You know.
Hey, where'd you get your shirt from? I don't remember.
you probably full Madonna tour shirt. But it says 1985 on the back.
Yeah, probably the shop was old, I reckon. Yeah.
You probably never heard of it. Well, just tell me. It's the
1980s. I was going to say, I would never claim that someone's never heard of someone Madonna. Like Madonna.
But maybe saying I've never heard of the 1980s is funny.
Yeah, I would say that.
1969, 1970, dude, I know.
Holy shit, I see you learned it in time.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily have to just be a shirt. I mean, the implications here, that's the example I'm using. But
and
I mean
the question that you forced me to say.
That's true, but I mean the situation as a whole, because you don't just say it about shirts, you say it about all items of clothing, or slogans, or anything. Anything that seems like it's from a previous period of time. You can say, hey, the 80s called, or the 90s called, or the 70s or the 60s called. They want their X back. Also, I guess I don't have to. You don't have to.
You don't have to give it back. You can keep it.
Yeah.
Well, Jason didn't have to answer the phone, and he definitely didn't have to answer it like he did.
Yeah.
Hi, how may I help you? Oh, damn, it's the 80s again.
I shouldn't have said, how can I help you?
Well, yeah, then also you tell me, you're like, hey, the 80s called, they want the shirt back. I'll be like, call them again, tell them to get fucked. It's my shirt.
You call them. I don't know
Ring, 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 ring.
Hi, is this the 80s?
Hi, the 80s. This is Joel Dusha. Get fucked.
Oh, no, hang on. You're the guy who stole our shirt. He's disgusted.
No, it's my fucking shirt.
I feel like there's way more terrible implications for you to tell the entire 80s to get fucked. You're going to take the phone away from your ear and see that everybody pushed global warming back like 50 years forward.
Hang up the phone and be like, oh, God, it's hot.
Yeah. Eight people in the 80s hearing you disconnect and be like, everybody get your aerosols out. We're fucking up that decade, okay? That hole of the ozone layer, we're widening it, right? Fuck those guys. And it's all your fault. You know what I mean?
Well, it would work, because if you got so hot you had to take your shirt off, then someone calls again, be like, hi, 80s again. Don't need that shirt now, do you?
But like,
I'm keeping it out of spite. I'll make shorts out of it if I have to.
I'll tie it around my waist. That's okay. Yeah. I'll wear
it around my front. Yeah. I'll tie it around my front, so it protects the modesty of my dick and my nuts, but leaves my ass for the, you know, exposed to the elements. I love my shirt.
That's bad because you're rubbing your genitals on it now to add insult to injury to the 1980s.
Yeah. Would you like me to turn it around and I'll sit on it then? That's right, full asshole.
I'll sit in such a way that my anus touches your shirt that you love
and
so dearly.
I'm clean, you'll never know, which makes it worse, I feel. So we know physical evidence.
Also, how are you going to get the shirt back? You know? Like, if you decide, oh, I'll acquiesce to your request. Okay, you can have your shirt back 1985.
Time t-shirt canon, it's easy.
Yeah, okay, well, that's probably the same way that Joel got the shirt in the first place, just backwards.
True.
Time travel, shirt gun.
Yeah, that's fair. So he got back with a time travel shirt gun. Oh, that's fair, that makes sense.
But then he had to go forward again, so
of course.
It'll work.
Do we think that, what's the most amount of damage in retaliation for Dusha stealing a shirt from the 80s the 80s could do to 2021 within that period of time?
So it's got from 1980 to 1989.
Yeah.
Okay, so what they could do is this Cold War, it's getting hot.
You think it's getting all the way to the president? Or hell yeah.
No,
Mr.
I reckon...
President, we have yet to receive the shirt. Drop the
press
nuke.
The button.
But Mr. President, we'll all die. It's good.
So none may live. Dusha will never see the light of day. I reckon if they're just trying to do damage to you, find an ancestor, vasectomy.
Oh, that's true. Never born. Can't steal the shirt. But then we're grandfather 80s, paradoxing, because if Dusha's never born, he's never there to steal the shirt in the first place. So they can't.
Yeah, so the shirt appears magically back.
Oh, that's true.
But then they've never maybe.
No, because they've never. It's with power. We can't paradox. Okay. The 80s don't want to destroy time itself just to get a shirt back from 2021.
It just wants to destroy the future for Joel Dusha. We want this man to live in a hellscape of his own creation.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess when were you born, Dusha? 1991?
I'm the same fucking age as
That's why I just needed to clarify. You could be a year older or younger. You know?
But you know I'm the same age.
No, he doesn't.
Not really.
No, he does. He does.
I'm going to stick up for Jackson here. Sometimes Jackson has to check how old Jackson is.
Yeah, exactly. I barely know any... Yeah, what?
No, it doesn't matter. You know what? Shut up. Continue.
So, okay, the 80s couldn't get to you. You're born too late. But you know who they could get to? Mr. Joel Zammit. Okay? They have, I think, 1 year... With Zammit before, two?
He was born in 1986.
Holy shit, they got ages, dude. You're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
If they know he'll eventually meet you, all they have to do is instill in him for about 4 years, when he's from the ages of 1 to 4, a desire to kill you upon meeting you. Mm-hmm. So the moment that you're in his class in around 2000 and whatever it was, 11... He stabbed you in the head or whatever.
Do you reckon, was sleeper soldiers a thing in the 80s?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just make him a sleeper soldier.
Can you do that for someone for 4 years? Does it sink in?
I think that's prime developmental age. Like, kids can become bilingual in 4 years if they're...
So does that mean if I went up to a baby right now, say I'm at a cafe and there's like somebody with a baby in a pram, but they're momentarily distracted, and I leaned over to the baby and was like, kill your dad, kill your dad. If I did that enough, the baby would grow up wanting to kill
his dad. I think the parent would come back.
Yeah.
And I think the parent, like that baby would have to know enough to understand language and also comprehend death, which a lot of kids famously can't do.
So Zammit from the ages of 1 to 4, what fucking morons.
So Zammit from the age, dogs.
Yeah, that's right. So they can learn what it means for something to die. So we're saying that we couldn't sleeper cell Joel Zammit to eventually kill Joel Dusha. I'm just thinking about what the 80s also, has at their disposal, you know?
I'm also worried that like an overwhelming desire to kill me, knowing the type of person that I am and how I live my life.
Yeah.
Like that wouldn't be unique to Joel Zammit. I reckon I've survived many of those circumstances already.
Yeah, that's fair. You think
I've traveled, I've made my impact, and I'm still here to tell the tale.
You've made your enemies, and you've still managed to steal a shirt from 1985 to take to the modern day.
One of the enemies I probably made was the guy I stole the time machine off, to be honest.
I thought it was a t-shirt cannon that you wedged yourself into and fired yourself into the past with.
Yeah, I guess that's a time machine.
Yeah, they're all time machines.
Does it change if it's...
On.
Yeah.
That's such a boring name for it.
What, a time machine?
Yeah, that sucks. That could be a clock.
Yeah, a waiting room.
Yeah, that's a time machine. It's a machine for time. Yeah, it's boring as hell.
Yeah, I'm a time machine.
Are you a machine, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm an absolute fucking unit.
Okay.
No, that is true about Cass.
Yeah. Some fun fact about me, not a lot of people know. I'm a tank.
Yeah. Cass is ripped. She's built to fuck. By built to fuck, I meant like quite built, not as in designed to have sex. She's built to fuck.
I'm built until fuck.
Yeah. Not
to the capacity of fuck.
Does it change if it's not a shirt? If the 80s are calling and requesting something else in return?
What about, Joel picks up a phone at an op shop or something and is like, my phone now. And it's one of those old brick phones that looks like two bricks.
Yeah.
And he's like, sick. And then the phone starts ringing and he's like, better answer it. And they're like, this is 1983. You gotta give it back.
No, hang on.
This has so little like urgency in your voice. This is 1983. You sound distracted, like you're doing your nails at the same time.
1983.
I got distracted because I was like, 1983. We have Bowling for Soup hasn't even formed yet, but that song was so recent.
Not that recent. 2004, I believe.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
I did see it pointed out online that if when they wrote 1985, it would be about the early 2000s now.
That's true. Cass, the, same time the early 2000s called. They want their reference to a band back.
Well, if we're talking about that comparison.
Yeah, I think we should.
A lot of the Y2K is in at the moment in terms of fashion.
It's cool.
So
yeah.
And the computer bug. Everyone wants their computers to get nuked or whatever. Their fridge is going to kill them.
I want planes to crash because it's ticked over to 2000, please.
Yeah.
That's hip. That's
it. Computers are idiots.
Yeah. So what are you saying the implications are there, Cass?
Well, at the moment, Y2K fashion is very, very in. So maybe it is a cycle of we do go back in time, steal all the fashions and the things from those old time periods, and then they call. We feel like it's the telltale heart beating. We're like, oh, God, they're calling. They want their stuff back. I shouldn't have.
So you're saying that's the ebb and wave of fashion is various time periods calling and requesting their clothing in return.
That's why trends end. Eventually, the telltale heart drives us insane. I don't know. I haven't read the book. I only saw the Simpsons episode where Lisa did the disappointing diorama about that.
That's all you need to know about the telltale heart.
Cool.
Okay. I lost the
science fair.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa's
diorama
rival.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah. I think Ralph wins because he has Star Wars toys. It's a classic episode.
And then he bends his Wookiee.
Oh.
Yeah, he bends. It's sad. Let's imagine for a second that all of our shirts get stolen in the year 2021.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we think the implications? Because we've been examining the 80s calling from the perspective of us in the present. But in the 80s, exactly, Dusha is a shirt thief. But in the 80s, no one has a shirt. Everyone's nipples to the wind.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, actually, we need to define what we mean by shirt. Because I'm imagining a short sleeve shirt, like with a collar. But is it all shirts?
A polo shirt.
What?
No, it's button up. It's got a collar and it's short sleeve.
Why is that your default shirt?
Why is it? What's wrong with that as a default shirt?
No one.
I got very passionate and spat at the camera. People wear that.
Who?
I've seen people. What is it?
Do you wear that? Do you wear that?
I have a shirt that is short sleeved and has a collar. Yes.
Jackson, short sleeve button up shirts are not in. If anything, you should be using a full sleeve button up shirt and rolling the sleeves up.
Yeah, well, yeah, great, but it still exists as a shirt, right?
Yeah, but you're not stealing it, let me tell you that much. You're like, well, you can keep that one.
Okay, then, what shirt were you imagining as your 80s shirt then?
I was imagining just one of those shirts that have a border around the neck and arms, like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or. When you said button up, I then immediately imagined a long sleeve shirt. But those are the only two shirts I considered.
Well, I don't know why I got the third degree from the two of you for that. I was
thinking of a dumb shirt.
Hey, what do we think of the second part of that joke where someone's got Jackson this time. Jackson, you've got.
All right.
You've got your short sleeve button up shirt and it's got a collar on it and we're all like, huh, ugly shirt. And then I get a call and I answer the phone. I'm like, so sorry, I have to take this.
Yeah,
and I leave the room for a moment and I come back in and I say, Jackson, the 80s called.
Yeah.
They said, keep the shirt.
Damn. Well, now I don't want to wear the shirt anymore if the entire 1980s don't want it.
They hate it.
I immediately take it off. I'd rather be shirtless. Yeah.
So in this situation, you have stolen a shirt from the 1980s using your time machine.
Yeah.
You've come forward into the future, put the shirt on, and then they're like, oh, actually, thank you. Keep it. And you're like, oh, well, now I don't want it.
I think
imagine
it's
the way that this plays out is Jackson.
Yeah. Well,
Jackson at a party.
Yeah.
Like you say that, Cash. Like, yeah, they said to keep it. Jackson's like, what? The eight? What do you?
Sorry, say that again?
No, surely the 80s didn't actually call. And, funny joke. Laugh it up, everyone. Yeah, no one laughs. You're like, no. Laugh it up.
Very funny. Everyone's just jealous of my short sleeve shirt with a collar.
Nudge the guy next to you to the 80s call, and they said to keep it. He's not looking at you or listening.
You're like, the 1980s, it was the 1880s?
Yeah,
it was the 1980s.
There have been other 80s. Was it the future 80s? Because they're scared of the power of the shirt. And then quietly taking some time later on in the party to call the 80s back to ask why. Hey, Jackson. Shirt Jackson. Yeah, you got Well, Cass earlier.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure you don't want this shirt back.
I think she might have misheard you because she said that you didn't want the shirt back. No, yeah, we hate it. It's an ugly shirt.
Did you take that thinking that you were going to do something that no one wanted? You thought when you took it, we were going to be upset and you still did it?
I thought you might want the shirt back, yeah.
Why would you think that? That seems really mean.
That makes you seem like... But hi, I'm also the 80s. It makes you seem like not only an idiot, but also a cruel idiot.
I sort of thought that you'd want it back so bad. I don't know what my end goal was here, but...
Did you want us to call and interrupt this party to say... Hey, it's us, the 80s, we want your shirt back. And then everyone would be like, oh my God, Jackson, he did great shirt, he stole it. Is that what you wanted? That's fucked up.
I suppose that's what I was looking for, yeah.
Are you on your way home from the party? Because you should be.
It's good to imagine the two of you passing me on the phone, being like, oh, he's crying, he's called the 80s. It can't be good news. It can't be good news.
Wait, just like gesturing, she's like, hang up.
No, I got to figure this out.
You can still save face.
No!
You in the phone being like, yeah. It was a great joke. You can have it back. And then
I'll give you the shirt back. That's fine.
And then going to hang up the phone, hitting loudspeaker instead. The 80s like, no, keep it.
We don't want your ugly fucking
dog shit shirt.
You moron. It's disgusting to us.
Your fucking sloppy drip can stay in the fucking 2021s.
Okay, just trying to hang up, slamming the receiver. I don't know. This is someone else. This is about someone else's shirt, I would imagine.
Oh, you're still at the party. Can someone come get him?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop. He's embarrassing himself. No, I'm not. I'm not. Everyone's having a laugh. It's a laugh at the party.
Someone else's phone rings. Hello? Hey, yeah, it's the 80s. Can you just get Jackson to hang up the fucking phone? Also, we definitely don't want his shirt back.
His shirt.
Can you call him a cab or whatever the 2021 equivalent is?
It's Uber. What's Uber? And then you're having another conversation.
Well, it's rideshare. That actually seems dangerous. Well, no, because they kind of, like, yeah, I mean, there is some
There's some dodgy companies, yeah, but, like, I don't know, it's the norm now.
So it's not a space taxi. No. It becomes safe because the people are desperate, which is also how it becomes really unsafe sometimes.
And in the background, I'm clacking the phone against I'm trying to hang up, but for some reason, just can't figure it out. This is a crazy party. I think it's so powerful that the 80s disliked the shirt so much that they called me to let me know they didn't want. You never do. No, that's just not a situation you ever have in your life. Imagine you're like at like a restaurant and you see something so disgusting on the menu that when the waiter comes around and asks, what can I get you? You're like, not this.
I'll tell you what. Absolutely no, thank you.
I do not want that. Well, what do you want? I don't care. Just as long as you don't bring me this. Somebody who doesn't understand how a menu works and thinks you have to list everything you don't want to like.
It's an elimination challenge. Yeah, yeah.
Can I just get the steak, but with no garlic bread, no side of fries?
I don't want any of the breakfast menu items. No, I don't want a dessert.
A trio of dips.
Sweet treats. I don't want anything from the front counter, if that's all right.
I don't want this Chardonnay. I don't want this Chardonnay.
Most of the wine menu, really. Chardonnay. Actually, all of it, yeah.
Yeah, we'll bump that up to the whole wine
menu. What's this Shiraz like?
It's pretty...
No, it's by the bottle. I don't want that one.
Do we think that there's a danger in opening up the line of communication between the decades?
Yes.
Do you think there's anything... What are the implications there? Do we think there's anything that we could tell a future decade or a past decade could tell us?
Jackson.
Jackson,
remember at the start where you're like, no paradoxes?
Yeah.
If you legitimately opened a phone line between the 80s and the 2020s, the first person to make a phone call will cause a paradox regardless. They will say something. They'll be like, oh, this will be funny.
Yeah.
And then who knows? Maybe nothing will happen.
That's true. But I know what you mean. It's the danger of the while I got you on the line. So the 80s are like, hey, it's the 1980s. Tell Joel Dusha we want his shirt back. And I'm like, yeah, we'll do. While I got you here. And then we're done. But right now I can't think what I would tell the 1980s to cause a paradox. Like,
it's funny to like keep fucking it up and be like, oh, 1980s, you gotta keep an eye out for the Beatles. And they're like, yeah, John Lennon's already dead. We're like, No, I fucked up the time. Tell you what, Pink Floyd, they're a band to watch.
Pay attention.
We know.
And also, so many things would be, like, impossible for the 80s to be concerned about. If I'm like, I don't know, Justin Bieber, they're like, well... He's not alive yet, so...
He's going to piss in a mop bucket.
Yeah, he's going to go real squeaky clean for ages as part of Disney and then take a break and come back with some dirty facial hair. And they're like, can you please just tell Dusha about the shirt and stop talking to us? Because, like, I don't know, like, genuinely, what can you tell the 80s now that is going to cause any problems? Right now, you've got them on the line. I'm standing there in the party. Yeah, you say you try. Let's do a little thought experiment. You have the 80s on the line. I'm in the other room at the party in a shirt the 80s hate. And before you yell at me, you're going to try and cause some problems. What would you say?
It's going to be off the cuff, too. So, like, thinking about it for too long feels like cheating.
Yeah, exactly. If you think about it for too long, they're like, anyway, you just let him know. And they hang up on you, you know?
Yeah, okay. So 80s calls, I want to ruin the future, right?
Sure, yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Ruin your current timeline. Yes.
I'm going to ruin now.
Oh, you're the 80s? Oh, my God. You know, plastic's fine. It degrades in landfill.
True.
We have so much room for landfill at the moment. Too many people recycle. Just more plastic. It's good for the soil.
Yeah, actually, at the start of this year, we found out even eating plastic is really good for you. When you see a turtle with its head caught in like a six pack of like the plastic of a six pack, the turtle's loving it. We found it's having a party.
It doesn't die from asphyxiation. It dies from too much pleasure.
It dies because you interrupted its good time. That's what's killing it.
Oh, hey, it turns out that making the warm making the globe warmer with, you know, overconsumption of fuels in various forms, it means we have some of the whole gear. Do it.
It's sick. It's summer vibes all the time.
It definitely doesn't have the effect of making it colder sometimes and hotter sometimes because it's a regulation issue. It is all summer the whole time. You wanted to go to what? Like the Greek islands? It's that.
You're everywhere.
Do you love shorts and summer dresses? That's one way to do it. Aerosols out, baby. I think that my approach would be nonsense, but also enough keywords that they get stressed. And I don't know what the effect would be. Because, like, Cass, your message against the 80s, and if they follow suit, you know exactly what's happening.
We could all be dead now.
If they take it to heart.
If I'm like, oh, well, I've got you. Three words. Second Berlin Wall. I'll be like...
What? Then you hang up.
They're gonna build another one.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be in Berlin again? Because
just the idea on the phone being like, we gotta prepare for this second Berlin Wall. Okay, we gotta make sure that there isn't like any division. We need to aim for unity and the whole conversation. Then you're like, before I go, you're like, yeah. You're like, build it.
You will need that second Berlin Wall. Okay. Well. It's also funny.
Just nonsense. Yeah. Like, Statue of Liberty will cause trouble.
You know that Statue of Liberty you got? Yeah, get rid of it.
Trust me.
You don't want it around any longer than it needs to be. It's already done so much damage.
Yeah, time's a fucking ticking.
I wonder if you could lie about events that happen. So you'd be like, oh, there's going to be a really bad tsunami in 2001, but it's not as bad as the one in 2002.
Yeah. Because then 2001 happens. They believe
and they're like,
you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, then all that means is that they properly tsunami prepare. Yeah. Where did it hit? Was it Indonesia?
A lot of it was in Indonesia, yeah.
Yeah. So, but exactly that's which else. Is good. Whereas Dusha telling them to take down the Statue of Liberty, I mean, it's more like a prank than any permanent damage. Because it just means after that, you pull out your phone and Google Staten Island. There's just nothing there. You're like, that's right, I fucking got him.
I guess mine's more like that pig prank where you just label pigs 1, 2, and 4.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's prepared for a tsunami that never comes.
Where mine's like, they're like, well, we've got a warning. Because you know that there'd have to be board meetings and stuff being like, we need to trust this. They're like, yeah, but he didn't say what trouble.
So funny to imagine them all like dragging it into this onto a boat, being like, where do we, what will be the safe thing to do? Do we melt it down? Or is that more dangerous? And it's also so funny to imagine them calling you back. Like maybe you're just about to go to sleep. And they're like, hey, it's the 80s again. It's the 80s again.
Hey, 80s, what's up?
Just with that Statue of Liberty thing, like, and you're like, is it still up? You haven't taken it down yet?
Sink it! For the love of God, sink it!
Oh my God, okay! Rolling over in bed, looking at the lack of Statue of Liberty on your phone. Yeah.
Fucking God. Statue of Liberty, that's funny.
Sick.
He's in Atlantis now.
What if, okay, 80s calls me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hello. They're like, You got to get Joel to give his shirt back. I'm like, okay, just before you go, they were wrong. Lead gives you powers. And then I hang up. Yeah.
That's great. Just coming, because whereas Dusha rolls over and sees the lack of Statue of Liberty, you roll over and like the population of Earth is halved. Nice.
The rest are just recovering from brain damage.
Got him. Good. Oh. Good night. I like to imagine because, you know, we were talking about ruining that party right then or at that moment in time. The idea of me being like, right, I'm at like 316, you know, Everclear Road. This is the house. There's no house there, but can you put a bomb there that's set to go off March 36, 2021?
March 36. They're like, oh, a new week in fucking March has happened. When did that happen?
Then I hang up and explode.
You hang up, nothing happens. You look at the date, you're like, oh, the 36th of March isn't a date. When's this bomb going to explode? And then you never know.
Hanging up and being like, hey, Dusha, the 80s want their shirt back. Also, how many days in March are there?
You look at a calendar, they've updated it. That's the message they took. They were like, okay, there are now going to be 11 months.
Also, the bomb not going off directly under me and just ruining the party somewhere else is very funny.
Well, the idea it goes off and it just like makes the ground shake a little bit. You're like, oh.
Oh, that was disappointing.
I wanted me and all of my friends to be incinerated and dead on the spot as revenge for them being incredibly cruel to me at this party.
That's crazy, because that must have happened while I was calling them back for clarification. I will be here at this time, at this date. Send a man with a gun to kill me. And then hanging up, and someone just in the party pulling out a gun and shooting me. How good's the party now? Do you still think my shirt's bad?
Yes, especially that bullet hole in it.
Jackson, what was your plan?
What have you done?
And we're stuck calling the 80s being like, You need to. What happened? What did you do?
Please don't send it. Can you send a guy to shoot the guy that's going to shoot Jackson?
They're like, the 2020s sudden... called. They want answers.
Turns out that we have set up a situation where Jackson, you hang up the phone, someone goes to shoot you, everyone in the party pulls out a gun and just shoots each other. Me and Kaz are just left standing there being like, what has happened?
What was that?
Yeah, we should stop calling the 80s.
Then we're like, wait, why didn't he include us?
Yeah, why didn't he? I don't know, you and my friends, I guess. Didn't want you to die. Yeah, it's dangerous to be able to call the 80s. It's bad news to have that power over them. And I quite like that they just listen to whatever we tell them. But I mean, I guess of course you would, you know. We know what's going to happen. Exactly.
If someone called me from the future and told me a fact, I'd be like, wow. I would not, my first thought would not be, they're pranking me. But if I were to call the past, my first thought would be, hey, I can prank them.
Gotta prank them. Yeah, exactly. I feel like there's so much more, to work with douches, hit them with like four nonsense words strategy of pranking the past. Yeah. Like, there's got to be, like, detach Florida now. Like, you're going to cut off that bit of America. It's no good. Send it flying off somewhere else into the rest of the sea or whatever. I feel like there's so much more you can do there.
Yeah, well, I think that the fun with just, like, nonsense is that I don't know what's going to happen.
Like, that's true.
Who knows? Maybe me saying second Berlin Wall is catastrophic and I hang up the phone and I'm obliterated immediately as I was killed significantly earlier in time and I'm not sure what or why.
I love your idea that if you died earlier in time but are only finding out about it in the present, you just explode
into the smallest bits.
Oh, I was meant to die 10 years ago.
It's almost like a dust cloud at that point.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Like the end of Avengers, yeah. Except rather than it being like turning to dust, I explode into dust.
Yeah. Oh, I guess he was meant to die 10 years ago. That makes sense. That is how it works. Yeah.
The reason I'm exploding into dust in my head is like, I turn into what I was meant to look like then, and us being a skeleton for 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, you would just be dust at this point. Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah. Well, so the implications of the 80s calling and wanting their shirt back are that we have, one, opened up a terrible line of communication between the decades, which will, I think, inevitably be catastrophic for humanity one way or the other. And two, you know, it's a lot of effort for the 80s to go to get that shirt back. And in many ways, especially if they're saying they don't want the shirt back, it's a lot of effort for them to go to just hurt my feelings. And I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah.
I feel like if someone's going to that much effort to hurt my feelings,
yeah,
of course, probably my first thought is going to be like, oh, wow, that's, you know, sad for them. If I've occupied so much of their time, you know, that kind of sucks. But then I'd be like, or maybe I really deserved it. Yeah, what did I do?
Maybe this is the worst shirt ever made. If the 80s are going to that effort of inventing telecommunication time travel to tell me off about it, damn. But I would probably be pissed and try and give them the shirt back, I think, in one way or another.
Yeah.
To be like, you know,
I
want this shirt?
It. They're like, no.
Your gross Literally shirt back the then. Opposite. Yeah. You fucking 80s.
I imagine you get back to the fucking 80s and they shoot you with an 80s gun.
Oh no, I'm 80s dying. It's just regular dying. That's what they're saying to me.
Yeah, if you die in the 80s, you die in real life.
Oh no! Did you think you'd be immortal here? Then I kill over and I'm gone. And the party is better for it, I think.
When that guy with the shirt... You know what? Forget about it. Where are the drinks?
Was that really the 80s that called? It was just one voice. The 80s is not a person.
do you reckon you could elect a boss of a decade?
Yeah, I think they would need to. Well, I imagine when the 80s calling, it was like a horrible cacophony of every single voice of anyone like alive at that time. Speak. Yeah. It was sort of angelic, sort of a We Are Legion situation. Yeah. And bad to hear. That's what I was thinking.
Well, most importantly, Jackson, before we end today, are you satisfied with this episode?
I am. So obviously, you know, I put those episodes up there, but I think they could be good. But most of the time, I have probably only marginally more faith in them than you and Joel. So the fact that we've managed to do at least three of them over the last four episodes has I've filled me with an unparalleled joy. I'm very satisfied.
Good. And Cass, are you satisfied with today's episode?
I am. And I now know what to do, and I now know not to believe anyone if they're calling from the future or past.
Yeah, very true.
Unless, I would also lie, because it would be very funny.
Exactly.
And listeners, are you satisfied with whatever this was? Let us know. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass. I didn't know whether I was meant to wait for my outroduction.
No, so guests usually do, but you get this though, Cass.
Yeah.
So Cass.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Where can we find you?
At my house. Don't come to my house. I am on D&D is for Nerds, Why Am I Sad, and Shut Up a Second, three of the other wonderful podcasts run by this very network.
Ooh.
I don't think I'm on any shows with you, Joel, except sometimes I Shut Up a Second.
But yeah, when I weasel my way in.
I'm in there with Jackson. I'm in there with other Joel.
Mm-hmm. It's a party, baby.
Yeah.
Party in your ears.
Yeah, that's it.
Do our podcasts come out in mono?
No.
What?
Yeah. Is there a way to listen to the podcast where, like, Jackson's next to you, on the other side, Joel behind you.
Yes, if you want, I can edit this episode so that it does sound like that, and I will send you a limited edition, one-of-a-kind recording.
That's so
or,
funny.
I guess because you're in this one, that probably won't have the full effect. So next episode we do without you, I'll edit it, and I'll pan the audio so that you get one friend in one ear, the other friend in the other ear, and I guess... somebody
one behind.
In front
of, I want it to
in front
be,
or behind or above.
As though I'm sitting in a room in the middle of three people who are talking at me.
Yeah. I was imagining on like a crowded train and they're all gathered around you too tight and you're like, why are they talking about this at full volume on the subway? Yeah.
And whichever side Jackson's sitting on, like headphones wise, just crack some milk and just put that bottle there. So you get the milk breath Jackson experience.
You want to crack the milk earlier in the day though.
Yeah.
To fully appreciate it.
Yeah, you want
to
pre-crack your milk.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you for listening, everyone. Goodbye. No more questions from you, Jackson. Shut up.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and listen to some of the other shows in the Sans Pants Network? And if you want to support the show, why not become a member of Sans Pants Plus and get a huge amount of bonus shows and content? Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.